and 6 minutes in to primary runoff voting day. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Big discussion on our text line so far has been the pens. It's all about the pens. It's the pens. Okay, so, because early on, I was talking about the fact that you're going to get these single-use pens, and we just said, well, bring your own pen. Now, other people are saying that they're providing them for you, and then we got a note here that it needs to be, if you bring a pen, it needs to be black ink.
Right.
Although other texters are saying that, well, they're just going to provide you a pen anyway, then you can either throw it away or take it with you after you vote.
Yeah, this isn't a midterm and you're not a teacher. No red pens today at the polling places. You got to take a black pen.
Right. No wacky paint pen.
No.
Black pens. But yeah, they are, they're saying they will provide them for you. Also on the mask thing, while there's a mask ordinance in effect, according to Secretary of State's office, you can't be forced to wear a mask, even though if you don't have one will be offered to you. So that's there as well. So the pens and the mask. And that's all going on today. Seen people saying not very crowded at Daphne High School. Lines moving well. No issues at the Senior Center on Hillcrest. Number 52 on the voting machine in Daphne. The other machine had 93. Just voted, very streamlined. The pens are provided, single use only. So there you go. Well, there's somebody, Paul, who votes the same place I do. Not many voters at ER Dixon when I was there. That's where I vote there. So good, Paul, keep it that way. So when I show up here in a little bit, things will be... everybody's saying it's been streamlined today. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that means just the system's working well or we just don't have the numbers of people turning out.
Yeah, I'm really interested, of course, in the two big races for our area. Of course, the Alabama Senate race, but also AL1. I'm also interested in the turnout. It'll be really interesting to see what that turnout ends up being today.
Yeah, we'll get his. You know what? We'll get him on the spot and see what he thinks when we say hello to Quinn Hillier from QuinnHillier.com, also the author of the Mad Jones trilogy. What do you think, Quinn? Turnout today? You know, I've had people on the show. Dalton is the party pooper, saying 5%.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody who was Holbert the other day said 20%, 15 to 20. What do you say, Quinn?
In our district, in the first congressional district, I'm saying probably about 8%. I would have thought, if you'd asked me a couple months ago, that it would be much... well, that it would be higher than that, more in line of the 20% that Rob said. But the campaign these guys have run has not inspired anybody. All it's done is tear, you know, each of them have torn the other guy down, usually with false smears, by the way, in both directions. And so rather than being able to turn out a bunch of people who are really excited about their candidate, everybody's been just sort of disgusted, and I don't feel a lot of excitement in the first congressional district, and so therefore I think it's only going to be about what it will be in the rest of the state without a congressional runoff, and that's about 8%.
Yeah, I wonder what, and I'm sure there are studies and these numbers are out there, but if you go and vote in and I know this is a weird situation, but if you go in and vote in a primary and then it goes into runoff, it seems like it would compel you to go back and vote again, but maybe not.
Well, there are a lot of people that really still are not aware that the election is today. They've seen all the commercials. Which
holy cow, we've talked about it, Quinn. This has been media. We have talked about it and talked about it and talked about it.
Right, but I mean, I just ran into somebody the other day, two nights ago, who said, okay, I know an election's coming up. When is it? I said, it's this Tuesday. And he said, oh, really? Because people are not used to voting in the middle of the summer.
True.
Especially for a federal office. I mean, granted, they vote in sort of late summer for the mayor in off years, but mm-hmm. Nobody's used to voting in July, and so people just aren't aware.
Well, let's run through this as we are for the few of us that are going to the polls today. First of all, you've made your opinion heard here before, but we can circle back around. You kind of referenced it there in the AL1 Republican primary runoff. You've been upset with both sides of this race.
I have been, because I saw two basically good men who had done at least pretty good jobs in their most recent offices, who have not run admirable campaigns. They've run dishonorable campaigns. They have done almost nothing but smear each other, and not just, you know, not just negative, but really personally negative and not true, as I've established. The claims they are making about each other are untrue in both directions. And then when one of them, I won't even say which one, did do positive ads, he even lied about that because he was claiming credit for stuff he didn't do. So nobody has run an inspirational campaign, and nobody has run a true campaign. And it's a shame because both of these guys actually have some stuff they can point to and brag about, and both of them have good thoughts on where the country needs to go, but we haven't heard any of it.
Where does that come from? Does it come from campaign managers? Because I'm in my head. I don't know if this is true, but I hear this situation like, yeah, you want to do all that stuff and be all holier than thou. You can go ahead and lose this race, candidate, whomever. But you better listen to me, because I got a track record of winning these things, and this is how you win.
I talked to one of these candidates, and he said, look, I'm trying to push back against my campaign manager or against my campaign consultants, but they insist. And I'm like, wait a minute, who's in charge here? Is it your campaign?
But
they answer to you, or is it their campaign and you answer to them? And look, I know that you know, you do have to win, but the question is this really the best way to win? And at the very least, even if you feel obliged to point out flaws in the other guy's record, at least don't lie about them. Don't exaggerate to the nth degree. Don't accuse your opponent basically of being a criminal. Don't accuse your opponent of single-handedly sending millions of jobs to China, which is ludicrous. At least keep it within reason, please.
Okay. So with that being said, what do you see for today in the AL1 race? Do you see a win for Jerry Curl? You see a win for Bill Hightower? What's your thought?
I really don't know. For whatever reason, for about 3 or 4 weeks, the word on the street has been that Carl has a slight edge, emphasis on the word slight. I have not seen any polls myself, and most people seem to think that it's pretty close, even if somebody did look like they have a slight edge. So this is really anybody's game, win, and we'll just have to see.
All right, we'll do this. We'll just come back from the break, and then we'll pick it up with that other race on the Republican side, this Senate primary. And before we go to the break, is it interesting to you that you have it? President Trump, who is campaigning, obviously, and endorsed Tuberville, but if you look at the conservative media spectrum, with very few exceptions, they're lined up behind Jeff Sessions. I mean, pick the Fox News show, pick the commentator, they're telling you this is the right person. I mean, these are people who support Trump and are, you know, big Trump supporters, but they're saying Jeff Sessions.
Right, and look, as you say, these are not the swamp people. These are literally the people who have been the most outspoken against the Washington establishment. People like Tucker Carlson, people like Laura Ingraham, Breitbart News hasn't taken an official position, but they've certainly reported very favorably on Sessions. You can go right down the line. The people that are not the old style Washington insiders, these are the insurgents. And yet they know. They do their homework, and they know what Jeff Sessions has done in his career, including what he did as Attorney General. And that's what really gets me, is everybody's forgetting, if you set aside the whole debate about recusal, all the solid conservatives that actually pay attention, every one of them knows that Jeff Sessions was doing a better job at the Justice Department in carrying out Donald Trump's agenda than almost any other cabinet secretary was doing for Trump in their respective departments. And that's why these folks are saying, look, he didn't actually just, you know, spout off stuff. He walked the walk both in the Senate and as Attorney General for conservatives, and that's why people like Tucker Carlson are for Jeff Sessions.
All right, coming right back. More with Quinn Hillier. We'll talk about that and his take on what happens today in that Senate race. Snowbill Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Text line's open for you at 343-0106. A lot more about pens. You can bring your own pen, but they got a pen for it. Who knew pens would be the story? Black ink pens, the story of the day. Okay. 822 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. On this election day, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, our buddy Quinn Hillier hanging out here. But look at Dan. You see Dan's text.
Yes.
So this is the kind of stuff. Out of all these texts we're getting here and specifics, and we'll go through more of these from people's experience so far at the polling place. And the questions about the pens, or as my kinfolk always call it, the ink pens. Ink pens.
Got to be specific.
Ink pens. Dan texted in from Daffy. He said, we just got our new Sharper Image magazine, and I swear Tommy Tuberville is in there as a model for some kind of neck massage or something. Dan, by the way, I don't know if you've been listening to, over the years to the show. I have a little bit of an obsession. It was Sharper Image somewhat, and then the, what was it, Delta? Delta had their...
Sky Miles.
Yeah, the Sky Miles thing. They're the things you could buy on there. And quite often when I'd be lucky enough to fly somewhere, I'd come back in with the Sky Miles catalog, and we'd go through all the must-have items in there.
Oh, remember the Sharper Image stores? Now, if they were open during this pandemic, that would be where you would catch coronavirus, because everyone tries all of the massages and all the chairs.
Dan, thank you for bringing up Sharper Image. Thank you. You made my Tuesday. All right, continue our conversation with Quinn Hillier, which, by the way, Quinn, if somebody has yet to pick up the trilogy, I don't know if it's available through Sharper Image, but where could they pick up the Mad Jones trilogy?
Amazon.com. Just Mad Jones is the name of it, or do my name at Amazon.
There you go. Check it out there, and maybe get a neck massager while you're at it. All right, let's line out this Senate primary runoff today. So you've got a polls after poll showed Tuberville with a pretty commanding lead heading in. Now, I hadn't seen anything the last 10 days or 2 weeks, but the ones before that had showed Tuberville with a pretty commanding lead. What do you think? Are those going to be shown to be untrue?
I think that with a low turnout election, you have a much bigger margin for error because you just don't know whose people are going out. I do think that all the evidence is that Sessions has a better so-called ground game, a better get-out-the-vote operation than Tuberville does. So that could keep him in it. Another thing that could keep him in it is if the turnout is higher in the first and second congressional districts, because both of them have congressional runoffs. If those congressional runoffs drive up turnout overall just in those districts compared to the rest of the state, those two districts happen to be better for Sessions. At least most polls show that. And so if the turnout is higher in an area that Sessions does better, then obviously that can keep Sessions close. So this is not over yet. Obviously, Tuberville is thought to have a lead, but this is not at all over.
Quinn, where do you think the votes, and if they turn out to vote, where do you think the people that voted for Byrne and Roy Moore would sway at this point?
My impression is that Roy Moore's vote is going... Roy Moore's northern part of the state vote might break, except in the Huntsville area, might break a little more to Tuberville. But Roy Moore's vote in the southern part of the state, again, this is an impression, is going to break more for Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I think Byrne's vote is pretty much up for grabs. The early polls showed that between Moore and Byrne, obviously more people right after the primary more combined people were going for Tuberville. But I don't know where that has gone now. Down in South Alabama, where Byrne is strongest, is also where Sessions is strongest. So, again, that might make some of the Byrne vote go to Sessions. But again, it's a lot of extrapolation. We just don't know.
You know, I'm seeing that. Now, this is completely anecdotal, unscientific, you know, for entertainment purposes only. But if I went back the other day and just scrolling through the, I mean, thousands of texts that we get here to our text line, the number of people that said that they were people that had voted for Byrne that were going to vote for Sessions was high. Now, we've got, now we're here in Southwest Alabama, like you said, where we've got two homeboys, right? And but there was a lot of that. Also, there are people that, quite a few number of texters that have been saying, I feel like I'm, you know, in line, I support President Trump. In this case, though, I'm voting for Jeff Sessions. So we'll see how that bears out, because obviously President Trump's numbers are still high in the state. His support is still high in the state. It'll be interesting to see if there is a gap between that support for Trump and the number of votes that come out for Sessions.
Well, that's true. And also, Sessions has been much more active in the last several weeks, whereas Tuberville has pretty much
incommunicado. He has been
into hiding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he hasn't even, not only has he not done a debate and not faced the press in any way, shape, or form, but he's not even advertising where he's going to do campaign events. He just shows up somewhere, takes a few pictures, shakes some hands, leaves town, and then puts up something on Facebook or whatever showing the pictures. So that is called sitting on a lead, and Tuberville has been sitting on a lead while he's been in hiding, and Sessions has been active. So again, maybe that gives Sessions a chance.
All right, let's talk about the next part of that after the smoke clears, and tomorrow we know who the candidate is on the Republican side. Doug Jones got a pretty good war chest and has, I know it sounds weird, but has a little bit of the advantage of the incumbency. I don't know if that's enough to keep the seat.
No, look, Jones is going to be an underdog against either one. His one chance is if Tuberville gets in and then Jones uses the $8 million to take down Tuberville with some negative stuff. Because Tuberville hasn't been vetted politically, you know, you don't know how they can play it, whereas Sessions is an open book. Everybody knows who he is. There are no skeletons in his closet. But again, even that is a long shot for Jones against Tuberville, but it's at least a shot.
Now, Jones, over the past couple of years, he's pretty much voted along party lines except for one or two votes. Do you think maybe as we get closer to November, he comes a little bit closer to the center with this election on the line?
He probably does, but you're absolutely right. He has voted in almost every way, not like a Southern moderate, but like an old-line liberal. Now, I'm not saying he's voted like one of these radical leftists, but he's voted like an old-line liberal,
like,
you know,
Joe Biden.
Like Joe Biden, exactly. And that is definitely to the left of most Alabama voters.
That's for sure. Quinn, as always, we appreciate your time, and we'll check back in with you. People will want to follow you online. Is, I guess, Twitter the best place to go?
Yep, that's at Quinn Hillier, and then you can read most of my stuff at either quinnhillier.com or just Google my name and Washington Examiner. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Quinn. All right, coming back, we'll get more stories of the vote today and the ink pens. Also, y'all are tempting me into it, and it's not hard to tempt me into a discussion of Sharper Image Catalog. All the stuff in Sharper, like, until you saw the catalog, you go, I didn't know I couldn't survive without having one of those. Thank goodness they're making that thing.
All right, 836 FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings. Let's talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
Good morning.
Hey, so while everyone's on their way out to vote or maybe coming back from the polling place, might as well stop by McConnell Automotive and check out all the nice vehicles you have out on the lot.
That's right. We got them out there. We got the used sitting out there, the certified. gives you an extra 12 on the warranty, gives you a couple of oil changes, and bumps that powertrain up to $100,000, which is a heck of a deal. But the deal going on now, and like I said the other day, y'all need to come check out these new SUVs with employee pricing. I mean, that Terrain, we got a new Terrain down to around the 24 range. That's a 20. And I'm sitting here watching them right now. The used ones, 18s are going for 19 and 20 grand. I mean, it's just amazing what the used car prices are. And then General Motors throws this employee pricing out there. I mean, it's the deal. If y'all are looking for a car, kids are going back to school, come check us out. You can check us out online at McConnellAutomotive.com, or give Gene or I a call if you're looking to use it, 251-476-4141.
And a quick reminder for everyone out there, not only are you selling vehicles, you're buying them too.
That's correct. Well, just like I said, call Gene or I, give us the VIN and the miles. We'll give you a price right on the telephone.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That is Louis Arata. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
What do I go to the phones here at 343-0106. A lot of texts coming in as well, but point out here, Jace says, Sharper Image is where I got my first all-edge pieces brownie pan like 30 years ago.
Oh, they look like the maze, right?
Right, so you have all the kind of the... Because I like, Jace, I like the kind of the edge piece on the brownie, but yes, that and... there was always, between there and Sky Miles catalog, there were always like these fake boulders to put in your yard to cover stuff up.
Yeah. You
know, like, I was like, dude, does it... I think it doesn't stand out that there's a... You know, or you know, it was like a lot of garden gnome things and stuff like that, and key hiding devices, and then massage stuff for your feet, and inversion things and things to hang upside down.
Yeah, this has piqued my interest, so I did a little Google search. There's still sharperimage.com going strong. Of course, they have lots of stuff to help you fight against coronavirus on the front page of Sharper Image.
With their new foot massager?
With the new foot massager, but also here, grilling tongs with a thermometer inside.
See, that might be the most Sharper Image item ever. All right, to the phones. Mystic Charles in Mobile is first up. Hey, Mystic Charles.
Good morning, Super Sean and Dynamic D-Man.
I love it. That's our new show opener. Hey, man, so what's up?
Just letting you know that 120 seconds on DIP at the Catholic Church, you're in and out voting, and it's a lot of positivity. You know, today you hear a lot about how bad things are and protesting and so on and so forth, but the reality is there's a lot of love over there.
So it was a positive event at the polling place.
And you know how sometimes you get the kind of snarky, well, you know, blah, 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 and blah, 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 with people passing out their flyers and things like that. They're literally on this almost French laissez-faire, may I present you with this flyer?
That's some good stuff. Now, are they still handing out the I voted stickers?
And if you look on my Instagram, I have a picture with that. Obviously, the Mystic Striper Society believes that you should vote and you should make your opinion heard, because we are the guys of change, and we've got our rodeo coming up.
When's your rodeo?
It is the 16th in August, and we'll be coming in there to see you and talk to you about that real soon.
All right, very good, because I was wondering what happened, because y'all normally are in June, but you've moved it to August.
The COVID, unfortunately, has affected so many people in so many negative ways. But I will tell you this. The light at the end of the tunnel is Super Sean and Dynamic D. And you guys keep the light shining by letting people see a little bit of the positive side here on the Gulf Coast. And it allows people to actually realize that there's a breath of fresh air.
That is
as opposed to all the negative, we want to protest, we want to tear everything down kind of thing.
Listen, we need positivity. It's a good thing. And we'll see you in August. Thank you. Thank you for the update there.
Yeah, no better way to protest than protest at the polls by making your vote heard. Vote or voice heard.
Now people are saying that you get to keep the pen as a souvenir. The pen thing, that's today's story. I'm telling you, it's the pens at the polling place. Well, Mars Hill and Fairhope, 5 minutes tops to park, vote, get back in the car. Less than 100 on the machine I submitted. That's Fish River Frank.
Well, next you need I voted pens. We need to get those ready for November. So if we're planning on doing the same thing in November for the general and they're going to hand out pens, can we get some I voted pens to pass out to everyone?
Tina just sent us a picture here in Orange Beach. Said voted in Orange Beach. Pretty strong turnout. She's got her I voted sticker there as well. Let's go to let's go to Ricky in Mobile. Ricky, did you vote already?
I'm on my way.
Where do you vote?
Over here on DIP.
Well, I hope it's going to work as well as everybody else is saying. It works pretty good, pretty slick today.
Well, they ain't but 7% of it, so it should.
Well, we'll see. That's my bet. But I could you got Rob Holbert says it's 20. Dalton says it's 5. I said 7 or 8. I think Quinn said 8. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where it ends up.
Yeah, well, my vote's for Jeff. I mean, I don't agree what he did with Judge Roy Moore. And I don't agree with the mask, of course. You know, the M95 mask don't work, and it's proven it don't work. And I want politicians are going to stand up for our Constitution first and foremost. And if they don't do that, I can't vote for them. And Jeff's the closest thing to that, so I got to vote for Jeff.
There you go. Ricky, I appreciate the call. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, here's the twisted way I've described this in the past. When I told folks when it was Attorney General Jeff Sessions and people that were marijuana legalization advocates, I said, Jeff Sessions is your best ally.
Yeah, and why is that? Because
people said, no, come on, he's anti-marijuana. I said, absolutely, he is pro-rule of law. The situation that exists right now with states being able to sell marijuana, right, some states have a legal recreational marijuana, others don't, is in violation of federal code. I mean, and it goofs them up, too, because of banking and this and that, but they can sell it in those states. Well, if Jeff Sessions would have remained Attorney General and he would have just put the hammer down on these states that have legalized marijuana sales, then finally the legislature would have gotten off its duff, because there would have been the squeals of the people in those states, you know, and the amount of revenue we're talking about would have moved it, and Congress would have probably moved to change the federal registry like they did on gambling. You know, remember they mm-hmm. removed, what part of it was it?
Was that about the, I'm thinking of Alabama with the daily,
yes, it was
daily fantasy sports.
Right, they removed that federal exception to it mm-hmm. and let states make their own decision. That would have happened on marijuana. So, and why? Because Jeff Sessions was adhering to the rule of law, like he always has.
Well, I guess that's how the government is supposed to work, right?
Correct.
You follow the law and then change the law through vote.
If you don't like the law, then you change the law. You don't just disregard the law and move on. So, yeah, and I mean, you're talking about basis and Constitution. Jeff Sessions has proven that over the years.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about polls over the last few months, and something that you've always said, Sean, that sticks with me is there's no poll better than the poll that people actually spend money on. When your own money is involved,
mm-hmm.
That's usually the best representation. And this site, predictit.org, it's kind of like a sports book or a stock market for races, for Senate races, congressional races, even presidential races. And they have the 2020 Alabama Republican Senate primary up there. Right now, Tommy Tuberville, his shares are trading at 79 cents a share compared to Jeff Sessions' 23 cents a
Ooh.
Share. So you look, it's
big
kind of
preference for Tuberville.
It looks to me like it's based kind of around the dollar. And of course, 79 plus 23 adds up to more than a dollar. I don't know if that's the juice that they get here at predictit.org. And, of course, these are people not just in Alabama that are gambling on this, but from all over. But still,
you have a problem, by the way, if you're in some other state and you're gambling on our Senate race.
Well, they said that there have been 450,000 shares traded in this race. And right now they have Tommy Tuberville with a pretty high price compared to Jeff Sessions. So at least the one gambling market I can find in this Senate primary runoff, they have Tuberville as the pretty heavy favorite right now.
All right. So that's what about they didn't give any action on AL1 Republican primary.
I didn't see that. I'll have to look a little further and see if I can find that. If I do, I'll tell you coming up here in this next segment.
All right, that and another full discourse, a discussion of items in the Sharper Image Catalog.
That's right.
We have got, hey, it's been a long time since I've sat down with one of their catalogs or the Sky Miles catalog. Gosh, such good things. Who knew there were so many inversion tables needed? And, you know, remember the ones that, like, you hooked around your ankles that had, you put it around your ankles, had hooks on them, then you had a bar.
Yeah.
And you hung upside down like a bat.
I used one of those. I think I grew 3 inches using that.
Darn it, you still got that?
Yeah. No, I don't have it. My grandpa had it.
Okay. There you go. Sharper image. Okay, give it right back. Right, 852 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Election Day Tuesday. Be back at noon today. Talk more about that on the midday show. Okay, by the way, one serious thing from the text line, and then we'll go into what I want to talk about. Because Billy, the friendly Democrat, has always been a good conversationalist on this show, said, I'm surprised you let Robert, and he means Ricky, get away with saying that the masks don't work, in particular the N95 mask. Listen, and I hear what you're saying, Billy, but what has happened here is I can't go through every show. And we've talked about this in the past, and every assertion that's made on here, I can't go through and stop every person. So Ricky has said that many times. Ricky doesn't believe this is coronavirus is really an issue. So why I'd stop him and go through the, you know, whole discussion. So, yeah, I mean, to what you said, yes, there's science that shows the masks are good at keeping the sputum and droplets from getting out there and carrying things. And there's also people who say, you know what, the actual impact of that is, you know, no more with a bandana versus an N95 mask. I don't know. The N95 mask obviously is going to be a tighter weave and keep things out. But yes, Billy, I heard it. I can't stop everybody. All right. So let's go through this because this is where it's at. All right. First of all, Don said, I remember my first trip to the principal's office was because of the whoopee cushion I bought from Sharper Image and the fake and the fake dog poop and plastic barf we put in the hallway.
Are you sure that was Sharper Image or was that Spencer's gift?
There were Spencer's in the ball here growing up. They had a lot of that, too.
Lots of neon posters.
Yeah, and lots of, I remember the whoopee cushions. Don says, what about the J.C. Whitney catalog? Remember that? I do. I like the J.C. Whitney. I find things I can actually, that I need. You know, would need back in the J.C. Whitney catalog. Sharper Image would be stuff maybe you want, but do you really need any of the items? It's like the Delta Skyball. You found one here now. This is a device so you don't have to actually carry your sockets over to the...
Yeah, so I know it's a little bit past your birthday. I guess I could still get you a birthday gift, but a digital socket sizing tool. So instead of you know, what we all do when we're trying to figure out the size, you just take this handy little $70 device over.
$70.
$70.
Versus just grabbing a few of the, you know, if it's metric, grabbing metric or grabbing English and walking over there and trying to see which fits.
Which I think that takes the entire fun out of doing any work around the house, having a tool that tells you exactly what size you need.
I can just picture the commercial, too. Are you tired of wasting all that time trying to figure out which socket fits the... Now with this $70 digital socket...
Yeah, and if you're going to pick that up, might as well pick up the easier-to-read digital tape measure. So you pull the tape measure out, and instead of squinting to see exactly how many eighths of an inch or a quarter of an inch you have there, it tells you right there.
You just put them on until you find the one that fits.
Yeah, but here's one of my favorites so far, Sharper Image. A mighty carving knife that looks like a chainsaw. So you can chainsaw...
This thing is a gift item here.
It is. You could chainsaw the turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. And you know, I asked, you're going to need some bar and chain oil for that thing. And you said...
You suggested if you're going to do that, it's some olive oil or something like that. You can't run regular bar and chain. Yeah, you got to have something tasty.
Some tasty oil. And then, of course...
So it's a chainsaw, basically... carving knife.
A chainsaw carving knife.
You need that.
You do, absolutely. And then, of course, something that, Sean, I'm sure you already have, moisturizing toe alignment socks. It's like fingerless gloves.
Let me stop. We'll get back to the moisturizing in a second. Toe alignment socks.
Yeah, do you have issues with your toes not being in alignment?
Not that I knew of.
Yeah, toes curled up. Well, if you get some moisturizing toe alignment socks for the low price of $59.99, not only will your toes be put back into their proper place, you can moisturize at the same time.
Have I survived before that? hey, by the way, from a text from Leo here. It says the problem with Jeff Sessions was there's no more law and order in Washington, D.C. You can't play by the rules. Ask Eric Holder. Leo, I don't know if you were listening back then, but I consistently lost my cool with what happened over the Obama administration and Holder and the selective enforcement laws. That's why I was so excited about a rule of law AG, because I like this kind of weird throwback idea that pass laws and they will be enforced and enforced equally for all American citizens with the blinders on. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. It's a silly throwback mentality. And I know what you're saying, Leo. I could be cynical and say there's no room for it anymore, but I will always strive to get back to the fundamentals that have made our republic great. There's so many other items here. What's this vehicle here? So Dan is sending us pictures of, it is a, who knew, where to go? This is the
A tandem,
it's a foldable high-performance mobility scooter. So you could have this, I guess, carrying with you. If somebody has physical limitations that they need the scooter, can they haul it around in a briefcase here and open up their scooter? That seems like
Also, an inflatable garment ironing system. Looks like the wacky, waving, inflatable arm flailing people, you know, out in front of car dealerships and furniture stores. You put your polo or whatever shirt you're planning on wearing that day into the inflatable ironing system. Then you don't need to break out the iron. It's that easy.
These are fantastic. Of course, Terry says it's easy to tell which socket you need. It's the one you don't have. Yes, there's a lot of truth to that. All right, we'll see you all at noon today for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Get out and vote.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. I need your help.
What did you do now?
Well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod, and I got to test it out last weekend, and I caught a huge